T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Assist in the last 90 minutes. And I like Pascal.
No, but and I like Pascal and I like Dre. Yeah,
I'm not going there saying Pascal's better than Draymond.
And nobody's
Green.
That. You know there. What I mean.
Yeah, he's been productive for sure. But maybe that's a product of the league just looking at Pascal saying, oh, he's a rookie. We
and
don't have
very
to.
Very well may be right.
They're not getting up for Eric Pascal.
And honestly,
I feel
guys,
bad for Dre.
Oh, that drives me crazy. Why? Why?
He didn't sign up for this. And he's been.
So what? You only play in the NBA if you can be an NBA champion?
I'm trying to get. I understand where you're at, but.
You know what? Take a different role.
He is trying to guard three or four positions, though. There's like, give him some aspirin. Dude. He's got a headache.
But he's
like,
not even doing that well. And last year, we talked about this. We talked about it. I know Steiny did on his weekend show where Draymond was taking the ball out of the hoop a lot last year, and that was with KD and Iguodala and the rest of the gang. He was taking the ball out of the hoop.
You look less effective when the team is going.
And here's the other thing.
Meet me halfway,
Stoney. No, I won't meet you halfway on this. Here's what I'm going to say. We knew that we've always known that Draymond means more to the Warriors than to another team in terms of playing with Curry. We all knew that if you that when Draymond was not playing with these guys, some of his warts were going to show up more. If you didn't know that, you did know that. We all knew that Draymond wasn't going to be a triple double machine if he was playing on a different team. We all knew.
But we didn't know what it would look like.
We all knew that if he doesn't play with a great team, he's not going to get as many open threes. If we all know, like, he doesn't get to run the team. Like, he ran it the last couple weeks.
How can you explain the lack of rebounding?
Now, that is this.
The lack of rebounding. One rebound yesterday. And yesterday, I know, look, we're in for. The Warriors they got a lot of rookies yesterday.
And there's a lot of opportunities to get rebounds.
But it ticked me off with the way the Lakers were clowning them in the first quarter and treating them like they were Bishop O'Dowd High School or something. They treated the Warriors like some chumps yesterday, and that bothered me. And with Draymond Green on the court, you would expect, okay, these guys are going to play with some fire, maybe dish a couple hard fouls. They had JaVale McGee giving ball fakes yesterday, Steiny. That was embarrassing yesterday, and it's got to start from the leader,
but the
Draymond Green.
The team is young, though.
It is young, but Draymond Green's got to set a tone saying, look, we're not letting guys just lay the ball up on us every single game. The Lakers are shooting like 71% the first quarter. Come on, man. Draymond Green has to set the tone, and he hasn't done that yet this season with the Warriors.
Charlie in New York City. What's up, Charlie? How you doing, man? You getting a run in?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, man, what's up? Listen, it's hard to believe that the same player I watched play against Portland last year has fallen off that much. I've said this before. I think Draymond is taking a page out of the Iguodala school of how to approach the regular season. Mm. This season is a lost season. We know that. He is not playing at full throttle. He looks out of shape. He's sort of checked out a little. The real indicator will be next year when this team comes back healthy. Hopefully they have a top five, top three, top four draft pick. And, you know, they restructure the team a little. And then you'll see the real Draymond. But he looks like he's checked out. I think he's conserving himself.
And you don't sound concerned, Charlie. Charlie, you don't sound too concerned about Dre.
Well, listen, I thought signing him long-term was a risk because he is an older body. His body's breaking down a little, and I think he's aware of that. And I think he should, you know, I guarantee the next, quote-unquote, the next injury he has, he will be out a long time. Listen, this season is a lost season, and you just got to accept it. You know, that's all I got, guys.
Thanks, Charlie. No, I think I think Charlie hit the nail on the head.
And how about this? You mark this under the Draymond column. The Warriors is currently constructed need a LeBron James in his prime to be able to be Batman, to be effective and have that team in games and even winning games, and that's not Dre's game. So Charlie is right. Maybe Dre is looking at this like, I'm out here, I'm trying, but he's doing the Iggy thing, and we're overreacting because it's never been his game. You got to be Superman.
Right. Now, look, okay. Offensively, we know who Draymond is, but it's defensively that's bugging me, fellas. First tip-off comes, and I look away, and I hear Fitz saying, oh, alley-oop by the Lakers, 4 seconds into the game. The defensive resistance. I know there's a lot of young players on this team, and there's going to be miscommunication, but Draymond used to set that tone defensively, and I'm just not seeing that junkyard dog on the defensive end where teams are just, it's like a layup line, man. It's embarrassing, and that bothered. Yesterday, Steiny, I was bothered by that game yesterday with the Lakers were clowning the Warriors and just throwing around the back passes in the fourth. Where's the resistance at? Where's the intensity at?
Do you have the players to give that resistance?
Wait a minute. You can, like,
they're trying.
He's a former
Steiny.
DPOI, yeah.
No,
man.
I hear you.
Come on.
I mean, the least you can ask of a player is to work hard. I'm not saying Draymond's not.
Right.
But the effort's got to be.
But you see it from the team. They're out there trying, man.
Oh, yeah. They're trying. But they stink.
Yeah. There you go.
And not only do they stink, we don't know if they're going to be good down the line. Like, with all due respect, how you feeling about Jordan Poole right now?
I'm rooting for him, but he may be what's... Bonte, there is no day where you wake up out of bed and I can shoot. And I love his aggressiveness, and we laughed at it. He's still a young pup, but the alarm has been sounded. Is he a 25 or 30% shooter from the field? Because if you are that, you ain't going to be shooting 10 to 15 games in the NBA, buddy.
Keep shooting, young man. Keep shooting. Shoot your way out of it. That's all I can say because the shots are there for him. And Clay struggled a bit. Everybody struggles in their rookie year when it comes to shooting. Even Ray Allen, one of the great shooters of all time. He wasn't a great three-point shooter when he was a rookie.
There's nothing to be worried about in Warrior World then. These guys are young. Dre's playing with you know, he has no help.
Let's go to Action Jack in Oakland. What's up, Action Jack? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas, how's it going, Steiny Guru?
Going well, man. Bonte.
I just want to speak about you guys on Draymond a little too hard, man. The guy's out there trying to do the best he can. If you watch last night's game and a couple other games, he's literally coaching on the floor, man. He's playing with a bunch of kids. Now, he hasn't given that junkyard tenacity that he has in the past, but he's doing a whole lot out there. He might be in a little, you know, not the best shape, but he's still Draymond Green. You know, he's the heart and soul of the Warriors. You know what I mean? You got to get a guy a break. He ain't working with nothing. And Jordan Poole, he shoots way too much. He's only known for that one big shot that he made in the tournament. You know what I mean? Luke gave him the green light, but he's really not a shooter. You know, and Steiny, you made a good point. Pascal doesn't even pass the ball. You know, I like Christie the best out of all the youngsters, but you guys got to give Draymond a break, man. He ain't working with nothing. We stink.
Yeah, I'm with this caller and Charlie to a degree, Steiny. I think this is out of the Iguodala playbook, and he's just not that player. Dre is not LeBron James offensively, but your issue with him is defensively, so that's another story. But I think Dre is just like, what? I can't play guard four or five positions, and he's the one that's proven he can do it, and maybe, you know, people are just watching the game and putting it at his doorstep, right or wrong. He just got paid, so he's not tripping. And
he's got a big butt.
We'll judge him when Steph and Clay and the rest of the gang come back.
Let's go to Greg. Greg's in Oakland. Hey, Greg, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing? I disagree. Draymond is not doing jack. What is he doing in the offseason? Does he have any kind of mid-range game that he can practice on? And another thing, you know, somebody has to be moved. D'Lo is making a lot of money. Clay and Steph ain't going nowhere. So who's the likely candidate to be moved?
I mean, the question now is what
is D'Lo? Who's balling his ass off, right or wrong, make other people better or not? When you can put that thing in the hole like he can. Come on, Steiny.
He's Jamal Crawford.
I'm calling him Baby Harden.
I think he's Jamal Crawford.
Wow.
That's who I'm thinking.
You think so? From the left side?
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't mean that's a great thing.
It's not a bad thing.
He's a scorer.
It's not a bad thing. Jamal Crawford scored 50 points for three different teams.
Right. But what about the way
he's called? I don't know what he is. I don't know what he is. D-Lo.
I don't. He doesn't make anybody better.
I'm telling you, with Tommy Call, he's good.
He doesn't make anybody better.
See, but he's making this team better because if they didn't have him, they would be scoring in the 70s and 80s.
I mean,
tell me I'm wrong. D'Lo has been a pleasant surprise.
They've lost five in a row.
He's going to be an all-star.
What?
No, he's not.
D'Lo, I don't know, man.
He's going to be an all-star when they're 5-48 at the all-star break.
I mean, for goodness sakes,
Monte Ellis could never make the all-star team.
You see his numbers,
Donnie?
You see who's in the West?
I don't care about his
numbers. You see the guards in the West?
D'Lo can
You see
score.
The guards in the West, Guru?
I'm just telling
you. Right. D'Lo can
score. You got one
come
of them here.
Come on, man. Baby Hart, come on, man.
Steven Fairfield. What's up, Steven? Steve, how are you, man?
We can't forget all the reasons. Hey, guys. Great show. But we can't forget all the reasons we love Draymond. The facilitating. Who's he facilitating to? A bunch of kids now. If you had Steph out there and Clay out there, he's going to be looking like the same old Draymond. All the dirty work, all the stuff he does that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. That's why we love Draymond. Like the last caller said, he's the heart and soul of the Warriors. The good thing is these guys are coming back. So we're going to be able to see Draymond fit that mold again and be the Draymond that we love. In the meantime, Draymond has to adjust his game. It's an adjustment for him. He's trying to teach these young kids. He's trying to adjust his game to see how does he fit in and help these kids out. He'll get it figured out. And don't forget, the stars are coming back, and that's who Draymond plays best with. He likes to do the dirty work and let the stars get all the credit. Now, as far as Pascal, I haven't followed him that close in college. He reminds me kind of a Bernard King, the way he can score. I love the way the guy can score, but I'd love to know what he shot for threes in college because usually someone that gets that high on their three shot, I'm talking about off the ground, it's very rare that they shoot a good percentage from the floor. Usually the Steve Kerrs, the Paxsons, the Reggie Millers, the guys that barely get off the ground, you know, even Steph Curry. When you get into it, it's very rare, maybe a Kobe Bryant, someone that gets that high off their jump shot to hit a three. I don't think he'll ever be much of a three-point shooter.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd throw Clay in there as a guy who can get up on a three-pointer. Pascal shot 33% in college. 35% is junior and senior years at Villanova. I don't think he's going to be a great three-point shooter either. He doesn't have good form.
I just
don't
even think he's going to be asked to do that in a perfect world. But as a rookie through 12 games, Steiny,
are you kidding
me? I guess what I'm saying, he's shown promise.
You have to be able to shoot the three now. You have to, especially if you're a 4 or 5. Now, maybe he's going to be a better shooter in a catch-and-shoot situation, but you got to be able to make threes.
What's going on with Jordan Poole? What have you seen from Jordan Poole, Steiny?
I'm not ready. I'm not going to give up on him.
Right. It's only 12 games in.
But there's something on your paper.
He's overwhelmed right now. He's overwhelmed.
Same feeling I get.
He just can't. Even when he gets an open shot, it feels like it's different for him.
Yep.
Let's go to David in San Ramon. What's up, David? How are you, man?
Howdy, fellas. What's going on?
You tell me, man.
Hey, Steiny, man, do you got, like, some gripes versus D'Lo or something?
I don't like him. I like him as a player.
Well, at least you
I don't like the player.
He's averaging 25,
Woo!
Man.
Yeah, on a 2-10 team.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, but look, what you're making excuses for Draymond. Look what D'Lo got to work with.
That's
these guys blowing.
I mean,
come on.
He has no help.
I don't like D'Angelo Russell. I don't know what I don't know what he does. Draymond does way – Draymond can play defense. Draymond can pass. Draymond's got unbelievable competitiveness.
Not this season.
Well, okay, not in 12 games.
D'Lo shooting 37% from three.
And? What does that mean? Is that good?
He's a good offensive player in
yes,
the NBA.
Yes, he is. Okay, he's a good individual offensive player.
Who made the All-Star team last year.
Because of injury in an awful conference.
Mo Williams made the All-Star game.
David, what else you got, buddy?
You guys, boy.
So Chris Gatling.
Steiny.
Yeah, give it to me, David.
Steiny.
Yo.
I mean, come on. You keep trying to put blemishes on the kid without just acknowledging. He's good, okay? You look at that Nets team. It's literally the same roster that they had last season, minus D'Lo adding Kyrie. They're struggling.
They'll be fine.
Where they are now.
They'll be fine.
I agree with you. They'll be fine. They got more talent in comparison to the Warriors. But to put a blemish and to say that, you know, he's just an offensive player. He can pass. he can shoot, and he's a lot better than people give him credit. And I'm just going to put this out there.
Yeah.
Do you not like him because of the Nick Young thing? Or you just don't like him because of something else?
No, what Nick Young thing?
Remember he told and broke Nick Young's relationship up by sharing that he...
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. The Nick Young thing has nothing...
remember.
I had forgotten. The Nick Young thing has nothing to do with it. I don't think he makes anybody better. Like, when he had 52 the other night, I was like...
I was amazed.
I wasn't. I was like,
wow,
man, it's all...
Wow.
It's not in the flow of the game. It's
just give me a pick. Give me a screen and let me roll off and jack it up.
I'm not saying it's a
great comparison.
Hot.
Yeah. 925, D'Lo is Starbury, Stephon Marbury.
Because how many guys fit that bill that you say don't make? Like, does De'Aaron Fox, does he make? There's so many guards. Donovan Mitchell. I mean, I'm just asking that you could say, you know what?
Donovan
they don't
Mitchell
make anybody else
makes
better.
Donovan Mitchell makes players better, I think. I also,
D'Lo, like, I'm just like, saying, he can score, man. And okay, he's
but what else can he do?
Let me ask you a question.
What else can he do,
when they
though
get healthy, because, hey, they're going to get healthy, then what's he going to do? When Steph Curry comes back, who averages 28 a game, and Klay comes back, who averages 25 a game, then what happens to D'Angelo Russell?
I'm going to say I don't know, but I expect the team to be better because he'll be able to play off of those two and vice versa.
No, he won't. No, he won't.
You don't think so?
No. He doesn't move without the ball. That's
right now
the reason that Steph Curry.
I love his handle, and he's going to get to the foul line.
Yeah.
Line to three, and you never know when he's going to shoot. He's letting it go.
Kevin in San Jose. What's up, Kevin?
Tough, man.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I wanted to make a quick analogy, you know, I can't talk, about Draymond Green and kind of technology, the Silicon Valley that we live in.
All right.
What I mean by, it's kind of weird, but hear me out. So what I mean by is that Draymond is basically like a guy, typical guy that's at Google, right? He's basically part of a rocket ship. He looks good because he has all the resources, right? He has the brand behind him. Everybody looks good. And does everybody can hit their sales quota at Google. But then Draymond goes to a startup, right, where there is no resources. You got to do everything on your own. There is no power behind you. And he gets exposed, essentially. And I've seen it happen all the time, right? Guys,
right,
like a small company, they don't perform that well because they're not part of a rocket ship. That's what Draymond is. Right? He has no jumper after, what, 8 years? Of any, I mean, how can you not develop a jumper after, like, 7, 8 years? It's all you do. It's your job. How do you not have a consistent mid-range?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Kevin. Not a bad analogy.
Two fits yesterday dropped wood when Draymond bricked a corner three. Another flat jumper by Draymond Green. Like, he didn't just say that's a flat jumper. He said another flat jumper by Draymond Green, and he sounded so disgusted.
It's not. Why are you letting the caller act like getting a jumper is something you can purchase at the drugstore? Some people have spent their whole life in a gym and can't get a jumper.
I don't mind that Draymond's not a great shooter. I mean, somebody's
not, well,
not everybody.
I was looking at it from Pascal's
can score
viewpoint when you said he's not a good three-point shooter.
He's not.
But
Pascal is not a good three-point shooter.
But he's young in his career, NBA career, to still work on it and just be effective.
We'll see. He shoots 24% right now.
And how about this? I'm stealing this from the text line.
Draymond Green once shot 38.8%
from the field. And what did Rick Barry say to us? When he's hitting a three, the Warriors were unstoppable.
They were.
All right, let's head over to Anna. Hold that thought, Guru. Let's head over to Anna and find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Sonny. What's coming up on The Game is sponsored by Ticket Crushers. Warriors lost their fifth straight and dropped to 2-10. What's not working? And is Draymond Green not quite himself? Are you okay with his play so far? Bonte, Sonny, Guru will continue to discuss. And Damon Rado and Kolsky will check in with Steve Kerr today at 5 p.m. A strange start to a new Giants era. The guys are giving their takes on an interesting introductory press conference. Is Gabe Kapler the right man for the Giants' future, or is it too soon to tell? Giants insider Alex Pavlovich will join Damon Rado and Kolsky today at 2:45 and give his takes on the presser, as well as gives the latest news on Madison Bumgarner and the teams interested in him, including a division rival. And we'll check out the latest 49er injury news. Can the Niners offense beat Arizona without George Kittle? Will they need to? And got a ticket to bet a licensed UI? Don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. I'm Anna Kagaraikas on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, the other thing about Draymond Green, you think about who he was on the floor with defending.
Day-day!
He was with Klay Thompson. He usually had a rim protector behind him. And he was also with Kevin Durant and Andre Iguodala.
Good
that
God.
Alone makes you a better defender.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because you don't have to worry about other guys as much.
Yep.
Let's go to Pritt. Pritt in Palo Alto says, I don't know what I'm talking about. Give it to me, Pritt. I'm ready.
This is Priest.
All right, Priest.
How you doing, man? How you doing, fellas? I wasn't going to come on here breathing fire, man, but listen, I'm going to calm down and just tell you, man, what you're doing to that kid is not right.
Which kid? D'Angelo Russell.
I'm a fan, Priest.
Come on. Just let me say this.
No, I'm listening.
When you look at last night's game, where he did score 21 points, he did his best to get those kids off. They just didn't make shots. He's playing with three rookies, at least two rookies, on the floor when he's out there. He's trying his best to try to put the team on his back. It's just underperforming defensively. Jordan Poole's going to be a very good player. He needs to focus on his defense and let the offense come.
Priest, in a mid-range. Real quick, are you talking about Poole or about Russell?
I'm talking about both of them. I talked about Russell. I think what you're doing to him is not right.
Okay.
I just said that. I just think it's...
But
I
then you said Poole. I just want to be clear.
Don't like him on D'Lo. I think you don't like him.
I don't.
And as a result, you're letting your bias come through.
Mm.
Okay? This kid is gifted as all get out. He can pass.
Yo, he's gifted.
Penetrate, and he can shoot.
He cannot penetrate. You're wrong there, Priest. He doesn't get to the rim.
Okay, man. We're different on that. Also, let's talk about Draymond. Draymond, I just can't understand what people are looking at. When you look at this guy, everybody knows his offense is not there. Defensively, he's trying to coordinate a bunch of guys he just met. He just came off injury. He's getting back, and he's got to familiarize himself with the players he's working with, their strengths, their weaknesses, guide them. 10 to 15 more games will be, you'll see a big difference. But you've got to give this team a chance.
All right. Thanks, Priest. Appreciate the call. I don't like players who have to score to help you.
I don't like him.
And I think D'Angelo Russell has to score for him to help your team.
I don't like him.
And that's one of the reasons I like Draymond Green. And it's another reason why I like Steph Curry and Klay. Those guys, Klay does not have to score, and he's still beneficial on defense.
What about your guy Trae Young?
He's the best passer in the NBA. What do you mean?
No, I just asked.
Outside of LeBron James. I'm going to go there. But Trae
Young, I disagree.
Trae Young's
whatever.
Really good. Yeah. Whatever. That's not the point.
He's got a big butt.
And Trae Young can get into the paint in a profoundly different way than D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell is a great offensive player who can create space for his mid-range.
You're giving him his due when you say
great. He's a great scorer. But if he doesn't score, I don't think he helps you. That's all. Brett in Alamo. What's up, Brett?
Wow. How we doing, guys?
Doing well, man.
So, last night, I don't know if they all went out the night before and got lost in the City of Angels and hit the club scene, but they just looked like they had no effort, no energy. Like, Draymond is just, I don't know what is going on with him this year. I know he's starting to play with these new guys and trying to gel, but he just looks flat. I mean, like you said earlier, I think, you know, if you put him on a regular team, kind of like what we have, he just looks like an average player, I bet. You know, he doesn't have Klay and Curry to play off. And, you know, as far as Hollystein goes, I don't know what his deal is. He just sits in the paint.
Wow.
Like, that guy gives us no production. I don't know why they even shelled out the money for him. That's nothing against him personally. It's just I don't get what they're trying to do. Like, I mean, if you're going to tank, which is kind of what the theme seems like this season.
Right.
Just might as well go ahead and tank. Get some guys out there that are hungry.
Well, I think that's – and thanks for the call, Brett. I think that's essentially what they have.
Right.
Wiseman, man, with Steph – go ahead, but yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
If they get the number one pick,
yeah.
What? If they James keep Wiseman. Playing like this, James Wiseman okay. with Steph, they yeah, would right. have action. He'd be a hell of a rookie.
Okay. How many times have you seen him play?
Every time he's took the court.
Which is, what, three?
Yeah.
Okay. Twice.
He's played two games?
That's it. Okay. That's it.
Because if foul trouble gets working, I haven't seen
yeah,
enough
he didn't
to
look good that
have
Scouts
an opinion.
I, look, so wait, you saw him two games and one game he didn't look good?
Of just his body.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, man.
That's what I meant. I didn't mean. Yeah, come on.
Oh,
now.
You didn't mean he's any good.
He's going to be the top pick.
We don't know that.
Yeah, top.
I thought it was going to be, a week ago it was going to be LaMelo in your mind.
His dad's messed that up.
RJ Hampton? Maybe.
Could be, possibly.
Wiseman. I think the Warriors ahead. Are going to be, if they do get the number one pick, I think they're going to trade it. They're going to trade it for another asset. Wow. I don't think they want to bring
it. What about D'Lo?
I wouldn't.
Okay,
I
mean, give me this for D'Lo, Steiny.
But there's no Zion
him
in this
draft.
Him
averaging 25 and dropping 50 here and there, if the Warriors do decide to move him, he's making it, he's making other GMs like, hey, maybe D'Lo could help us, right? That's the win in this for the
I'm
Warriors.
I'm sure there's a GM that's going to do that.
Okay. So the Warriors are better. It ain't
there's always
like
a sucker in the okay. NBA.
I don't know if they would be a sucker to
like,
think this guy can.
What's hard to understand? Like, I'm not saying the guy stinks.
No, you did. You said great.
I'm saying he's one-dimensional.
Gotcha.
That's all. He's a scorer. And he handles the ball so damn much, in New Jersey or Brooklyn, that's how you get 6.8 assists a game.
Dude, he'd be perfect for Mike D'Antoni. He'd be perfect. Stuff. Not in the motion offense. By the way, I'm looking at the Warriors' next 12 games and just watching them get blown out yesterday. Stapleton and Lakers were just toying with them. They play Boston, New Orleans, Memphis, Dallas, Utah, Oklahoma City, Chicago, Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, Charlotte, and Chicago.
Wow.
I don't know how many Steiny, they may not win two games.
And there's nothing fluke about their record. They
right. And
are
I know
bad.
It's not about Whitney right now, it's about the development
can I ask
of the
you
players.
This too? I'm all over. What's up with Looney?
They said they get him they're gonna 2 weeks from about 10 days ago.
Right.
All right.
503, starting to sound like Stephen A. Smith, coming from a bunch of guys who've never done it, going for the hot take.
Give yourself a round of applause.
12 games. This is the best one. 12 games in, and a washed-up Division II player saying these guys stink.
Oh, wow.
That's Division III.
Yeah.
Get your facts right,
wow.
And come back to me. Division III.
Leave the emotion.
Division
out
II
of
gives scholarships. I didn't get a scholarship. I went to a Division III school. Chief.
And again, I would never come in here and look you two gentlemen in the face and say Pascal is better than Dre. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, Steiny, and you're like, oh, you feel sorry for a millionaire. Don't look at it like that. My point is he has no help, and he's a great defensive help defender. Draymond is, and he's getting no help.
Hey, this is starting to catch some traction, I'm telling you. All right. D'Lo is going to stick around. His best role on his team, knowing that he can't make anybody better around him, his best trait being scoring, just be Lou Williams and Jamal Crawford off the bench
and
six man.
And he's so young, I don't think he would accept that. I think he would look at
does
that.
Does he want to win, or does he want to get stats?
Well, see, that would be a question somebody
would
have to
ask. Is it love of the game
him.
Or love of the fame?
Wow.
From the 925, Steinmetz, if D'Lo doesn't score, he doesn't help. Okay. Well, if Draymond doesn't defend as well, what does he help with? First of all, he's one of the best defensive players the game's ever known. If he's not off to a good start 10 games in, I'm going to give Draymond Green the benefit of the doubt. All right? And to compare me saying D'Angelo Russell doesn't help you much if he doesn't score, but Draymond doesn't, please. Draymond can pass. He can defend. He's the heart and soul of the team. He can rebound. He's their best individual defender. He's their best team defender. I mean, come on. Draymond's the epitome of a guy who can help if he doesn't score. And the thing is, that's the thing. Defense is the thing that he brings to the table every night. Is he doing it this year? Apparently not. But we're 12 games into a season where they're not very good. Let's go to John in San Francisco. What's up, John? How are you, man?
Hello, sir.
Hey.
Good evening. Great show. Keep it up. How are you guys?
Doing well, man.
Good.
What do you got?
Big Warrior fan here.
Okay.
Just about Draymond Green.
Yeah.
You know,
They could have got a championship with Draymond, but let's be honest. What do you think of him packaging Draymond Green and D'Lo for trade assets? That's all.
Well, yeah. I'll throw that out there. I mean, Draymond's tricky. I mean, Draymond's tricky. I think they're both a little bit tricky. Draymond can only go to a few teams, I think.
And I told you.
Like, throw a team out there.
Portland.
Anyway.
Portland. I was just going to say that. They're dying for yeah, okay. You were about to,
who do you want off that roster? They're not going to give you their rookie.
Colum.
Ant Simons.
Yeah, okay. So
they're not going to give you him.
You don't want Whiteside.
No, we don't want.
God.
Yeah.
You don't. You don't want
him, Stoney.
You want Zach Collins?
Okay,
he's hurt.
Let's just use him, though.
He's out
for two months. Let's use him.
You going to trade Draymond Green for Zach Collins?
No, I wouldn't. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to back out. Yeah.
I mean,
I heard the question wrong.
You don't mind flipping?
And the other thing is like, yeah, Dre on the Lakers, okay. But, I mean, honestly, I mean, their best players are all fours and fives, essentially. I'm not saying he couldn't fit there, but, I mean, they've got Anthony Davis, Kuzma. I don't know that they, you know. And I always think, okay, what about Draymond on a team like Atlanta? They wouldn't want, yes, he'd give them that veteran experience. He'd take them up a notch.
What about Boston?
I'm not sure. Boston's 9-1 right now. They've won 9 in a row.
They've got Tatum, Brown. They've got.
And Brown's out. Yeah.
Maybe in Boston, but who? I mean, they're not going to give up their young assets for Draymond Green. They'd be crazy to do that.
Yeah. Dallas?
I mean,
who'd you want off Dallas?
They're
not giving you Luka or.
Chad.
They booed KP.
Chad wants somebody.
Yeah. Wow.
Chad and Fremont want somebody to get off Draymond's behind. Who do you mean?
He's got a big butt.
What's up, Chad?
Hey, what's happening? Look, man. I mean, come on. We're playing with a mediocre team, below average team this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Draymond's short on a couple superstars playing next to him. And the guy's used to winning, man. I mean, just seriously, like, give him a break. Let him play. Let him sit. Let him relax. Let him do whatever he wants to do. Next year, when everybody comes back and everybody's healthy and everybody's ready to kick butt again, Draymond will go into beast mode again. And I can't give up on that guy, man. And I sure as hell wouldn't want to trade him for any of those other suckers that are out there, you know. I mean, the guy is a great defender. And, you know, with the right pieces around him, he's a great shooter and a great playmaker also. And I can't believe you guys want to just sell him out so quickly. It just is very disappointing.
Yeah, see, I'm not, like, this is where I'm sensitive. I don't want to be included in that. I don't think I'm selling him out. I'm standing up for him a little bit. 510, Steinmetz, do you dislike Lou Williams? What does he do besides score? First of all, Lou Williams makes $8 million a year, and D'Angelo Russell makes 27 or 28.
Damn.
Lou Williams is a sixth man. D'Angelo Russell's not a sixth man. I think there's a big difference between those two. And I don't like him.
You know what? If the Warriors are healthy, I'm going to die on this hill. His best role on his team, if everybody is healthy, is as a sixth man. Now, it's a different question.
He would be lethal, though.
He would be lethal come off the bench.
I certainly know that. More than anything else I've heard.
27 mil to come off. He just strikes me as the type of guy. I'm a starter in this league. I'm an all-star.
And that's why you asked the question, does he really want to win? He can't win playing that style.
That's interesting. If they had him, that firepower to come off the bench, and they need those shots.
408 says, this is why Steiny doesn't regard Kobe in his top 10. Kobe could D up.
Kobe!
Hello?
Kobe took a side.
Kobe could D up.
So did Iverson in the finals?
He was in my top 10.
I mean, I don't know if he's in my top 10 or not. He's close, but Kobe could defend.
He took pride to play defense.
Damn. It was bad.
When he was in his prime, he was
closest thing to Mike I've ever seen.
Let's go to Mo in Lafayette. He thinks he knows why Draymond is struggling. What's up, Mo in Lafayette?
Hey, I'm pretty certain that Draymond is suffering from PSBSD. That's post-Flash Brothers stress disorder. And I'm sure he'll get over it when they come back, but he's just in a little low.
Thanks, Mo. I think that's the other thing we got to take into account. I mean, how much is Draymond, like, this is what people don't want to acknowledge. The Warriors know they're not going anywhere.
Yep.
Draymond knows they're not going anywhere. It's just hard that people don't say, well, he's still going to come out and play 80 games, and he's going to give it his...
My team sucks.
Well,
that finger is wrapped, buddy. Stoney, that finger is wrapped. It's wrapped enough to where I could see, hey, just rest it, and we'll bring you back in 2 weeks. Like,
yeah, he's not
out there.
He's not, and I kind of understand, like, he's just not bringing that intensity. I'm watching him when he's sitting on the side, when he's sitting on the bench, and he's kind of just laughing and joking, and because he knows, like, this is going to be a long one. And how much energy do I want to exert for the long term? I have a lot of miles in my system. Wow. I've been beat up guarding bigs.
My two buddies are saving miles on the odometer.
How hard do I really need to go? I don't think he's not playing hard, but that intensity, the Draymond intensity, right? Like, we would see Draymond worked up in the lather for regular season games, jacked up, willing to take on assignments, knowing that, okay, this guy's coming to my house, whether it's Anthony Davis or Kawhi Leonard, whoever, and
it's
he would ratchet
different
it up.
Now, Bonte.
It is different, man.
And I wonder how much Steve Kerr, like when we saw Mike Brown at Media Day, is this what they saw, 2-10? Or would Kerr be like, hey, we can lose, but we're not losing the way I thought we'd lose.
According
like,
to Mike Brown, it's not about wins and losses first 2 months of the season.
Well, I mean,
yeah, you could look at that, too.
Clearly they thought they'd have Steph and Draymond. So what would this team be with with Steph and Draymond? 2-10? I'd probably be five and eight, maybe. I don't know.
They were down 30 with the both of them.
Yeah, they were.
Hey, against the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, they were. Let's go to Warren. Warren is in Santa Cruz. Hey, Warren, how are you, man? All right, let's go to Renegade in East Oakley.
Renegade?
What's up, Renegade?
He's back?
Yeah, Renegade's back. You know, you got to do what the people want you to do. But, hey, listen, you guys talk about Draymond. I think you guys suffer, I'm not going to make up, but from short-term memory. Do you not remember Pascal Siakam just tearing him up for six games in the playoffs?
I remember.
Finals? Okay, so granted he is a great player, but he's not the best player in the league defensively anymore. And, you know, nothing wrong with D3. You know, word up, Mary Hart and Baylor, even though the NC2A has taken two championships away from you. I don't understand D'Angelo Russell. You watch him, he can shoot lights out. But when Lou Williams is doing it, Lou Williams is driving, he's playing off the ball, he's making the rest of the team look better. D'Angelo Russell is like going to the Catholic Church League and watching a guy just set up. He's got absolutely no hustle to his game. He doesn't do anything defensively. Granted, every now and then he'll put on a little shake and bake move and then pull up. But this isn't a guy that's going to lead you to a championship. Even if all the pieces were in place, then the guy's probably not playing any more than 24 to 30 minutes a game.
And thanks, Renegade. That's like, what are we really talking about if D'Angelo Russell's on the team next year? And Clay and Steph are healthy. What are we really talking about? We talking about three guards starting?
I
don't like that.
What else would you do?
I don't like that even a little bit.
D'Lo ain't going for 25 to 30 minutes, Steiny.
Well, honestly, that's why a lot of people think he's going to be traded.
And he's doing enough.
But if everybody knows the Warriors are trying to trade him, I was listening to Dickinson. He's like, the Warriors would turn D'Angelo Russell into two top seven type players.
Wow.
I'm like, what?
I'm like,
of course. You think they're going to get two guys who they can plug into their top seven? Maybe top nine? I don't know about top seven.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know either.
Well, I guess I'll ask you this, Donnie.
Yeah.
Devontae, right now, if the season ended today, what's 25
the Warriors
points
wouldn't make
worth
the playoffs.
To other GMs?
I don't know.
What's 25 points
know.
Worth to you?
I can't answer
because
that question.
Because that ain't 15 or 12, Donnie. That's 25 now.
I also think
36% from deep.
Well, I also think the rat on the table. Let me ask you this. If D'Angelo Russell were so good and he were the future, why would the Nets not re-sign him but then bring in Kyrie Irving, who's older and has also comes with a little bit of baggage.
No doubt.
I don't have the answer, but there's something there to that. And
here's
you
the
are
other
right.
thing.
Defensively,
they were benching him during crunch time last year in Brooklyn.
And well, the other thing is that so Kyrie, they signed Kyrie to a gazillion dollars. Who was going to give D'Angelo Russell a lot of money? I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know, man.
Like I think he was in a little bit of trouble, to tell you the truth.
Got bailed
Somebody
out.
Was going to try to route him to Minnesota. Wow. I'm sure that may have come into it, but
and maybe the Warriors are maybe stepped in saying, okay, he's going to go to Minnesota. Let's give him this max deal. We could trade this guy next year. Maybe they sour on a guy like Wiggins or Covington or something like that.
Speaking of Minnesota, and he wants to go play with Big Cat. And I'm just asking,
you know what?
How much is what's his?
See, that's okay. Where you're crazy.
Okay, because he's balling.
The only
down.
Guy they're going to get for D'Angelo Russell on Minnesota is maybe like Covington.
Yeah, and that's a problem.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
That don't
matter. That doesn't solve
me.
Anything.
No.
Covington and a
that's
Koji.
That's a problem.
Yeah. How do you like that?
No.
You know what?
No.
Koji's not bad.
You like that?
Yeah.
But
that,
I'm out. What's up, boss?
Bye.
Let's go to DeMarcus real quick in Vallejo. What's up, DeMarcus?
Hey, good morning to you guys, man. How you guys doing, man?
Doing well.
So, yeah, the Draymond Green thing, man, it's clear, man. It's clear cut, man. Let's just go ahead and put the rat on the table, as you guys would say, man. This
a lot of rats
trash,
on the table.
Bro. And it's only trash because Draymond don't have not one player on that team right now that was with that championship caliber type team. And I played basketball. And I'm no NBA star, but I play organized basketball, and it's very hard to change up your game to try to teach people how to play. And when you
bounce right.
around from different positions, you know, so that's one thing. But the last thing I want to say about Draymond is that, you know, I don't think that anybody can question his heart. I just think like this year, he knows that this is a wash year. These kids are going nowhere right now, and the Bay Area right now. It's like a big old pond, and they're ducks, and they're just drifting right away from the stadium.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call.
Well, how do you protect Dre then, Stoney?
You don't play him.
That's see, why I'm all for that.
Well,
but then we can't say, oh, your buddies are out. We're going to sit you, Bonte. What you bring it to the table? When you call him a quote-unquote superstar, you can't say, oh, I'm without my two, but we know it's different in this case. But you got to save Dre from this because he's about to explode, man. And have
it
you
doesn't
ever...
Say, no, that's the thing.
I'm gonna
it,
use
doesn't
my pickup
sound,
analogy,
it doesn't sound like he's about to explode.
Where you go to the gym and you play with four guys that are just so terrible, you could be Michael Jordan, Stein, and the game's over in 5 minutes or for 3 minutes. You know it's a wrap. That's how he's feeling.
The game was over a tip-off. They got the tip off.
How do
through
you
an
protect Dre? And he's got a big old rap on. I would say, hey, he needs to sit down. Ligament damage, spine on my back.
I mean, the thing that I and everybody just assumes this is going to happen, and I don't assume this either. That Clay, Dre, and Steph are going to come back next year, and we're going to be ready to go.
But that's
just
what
like
it
five
is.
Years
90,
ago.
That's what they're rolling.
The
that's all you
right
got.
On the table. The
we'll
NBA
see.
Is getting bigger. And the Warriors don't have a lot of size. They
that.
Need to somehow get some size for next season.
Wow.
888-957-9570 is the number. We being too hard on Draymond Green. Where are you with this Warriors team and D'Angelo Russell? That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. I don't like him.
Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we're talking Warriors, Draymond Green, D'Angelo Russell, and where the Warriors are right now, they're 2-10. That's the worst record in the NBA. Boston comes in tomorrow. And you know what? It's not all doom and gloom.
It's not.
The issue is how do you just, it's how do you get over the hump of this year without it like leaking into next year.
Well, give us a manual on how you somebody should watch the Warriors because I'm telling
you right
you,
now, watch him.
Yeah, D'Lo is putting on a show for me, I just like that style of basketball when a guy can score and do things to where to me he can. And Stoney's just me, like you can score 52. Okay, you're but capable of doing that,
but everybody else is standing around.
Yeah, but then when everybody else gets the ball, it goes clank.
No, because they're cold. Oh, they're not touching the rock.
I mean, wow. Yes.
You got to find a silver
bullet. Anybody who can score 50 in a game okay. is legit in the NBA. I mean, there's no doubt this guy can score.
That's all right.
There's no doubt he can score. Okay.
Was he brought in to make everybody else better?
No.
See, that's
he better not have been.
Exactly.
But,
and Steph, okay.
I mean, was it Steve Kerr that said D'Angelo Russell may be our best passer? See, I don't see that.
Oh, my boy Lee Hubbard just texted me and said, tell Steiny he's the best passer.
He's the best passer on the Warriors?
Yeah. Lee Hubbard. Think about Lee Herbert Steiny.
I don't know
he's
about
like
that.
San Francisco legend.
He loves the scores. He loves the flash and dash. He loves the 50-point scores.
No, he likes defense, too, but he didn't say he just said, you don't give D'Lo enough credit for his passing as well.
I love Lee Hubbard, bro.
Well, the reason is because, again, before the season started, Kerr said this guy might be the best passer on the team.
Wow.
I don't see it.
He was including Steph.
He might be the best. Exactly. And Draymond.
Wow. Coach Kerr.
So that's the part I'm not necessarily down with. Let's go to Amin. Amin's in Union City. What's up, Amin? How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. First time caller. Been listening for a couple of years now.
Sweet.
Doing good. How are you guys?
You.
Good, man.
So what I wanted to touch upon is, you know, I love what Draymond's doing. He's like an emotional player, you know. He's kind of like Kevin Garnett was in Minnesota. He plays with his heart. And when he came back, it was great when he was playing defense. Because when you look at his side of the court, it's like locked down, or at least darn near. I think D'Lo, he's done phenomenal, especially with like the 52 points. He's eighth place in scoring. But he has a couple of errors that are during critical moments of the game, you know what I mean? And maybe it's because it's his first year with the team, but I hope, like, Barmars can make a gutsy decision whether to, like, either trust him as he develops with the team, or he can trade him for, I remember Guru was saying something along the lines of trading for Cat, but I was thinking maybe trading for Steven Adams because he's young, he's a big body, and I'm thinking, honestly, this year, if we do chalk it up, like next year, who's going to cover AD? You know what I mean? Like, we need someone to cover the big guys. I love Looney, but AD is a bit of a challenge. And D'Lo, he's cool.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.